State Senator Ryan Maher knew the bill he filed last month would stir up reactions. The original bill proposed consolidating administrations at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City and Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Maher got those reactions, and he says they led to conversations and a new bill.
I think it's for the better. We've come kind of full circle, and we're looking to do some major improvements with our university system.
The amended legislation directs the Board of Regents to assemble a task force. The task force would study, quote, program and administrative efficiencies, end quote, at all six state-run universities. The bill requires a final report by November 2021. Maher says report topics would include
looking at possible combining of administrations at all levels of their operations, combining operations and functions across multiple institutions, reviewing duplications of programs, reviewing all academic majors and low enrollments and low numbers of graduates.
Maher says he's concerned about falling enrollments and rising costs. He says there's precedent for a statewide review in the so-called Gibb Report from 1969. Its ideas included closing a state university in Springfield, which ultimately happened in 1984. The bill is opposed by Board of Regents Executive Director Paul Barron. He's willing to undertake a review of the state's universities, but he says the bill is too limiting and won't produce the comprehensive report that's needed.
Those of us in leadership positions, including and especially the Board of Regents, stand ready to take this task on. I ask you, however, to not fetter us to a bill that defines in advance what this inquiry will be.
The bill cleared its first hurdle Tuesday when the Senate Appropriations Committee approved it 8-0. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.